I'm going to call to order the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board, and this is September 11th, 2025, at 6:30 p.m. The first thing we're going to do is the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And then we're going to do a roll call, and we'll start with Earl.
Earl Barbeau.
Harry Williams.
Sandra Cosgrove.
Stephanie Jordan.
Jill Leyva.
Steve DeMaricar, Planning Conference Planning.
Okay. Looks like that's all. We're going to go to agenda item number two. This is our first public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium and clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done at the chairperson's discretion. Would anyone like to do public comment at this point? Okay, seeing none. Moving on to agenda item number three, this is approval of the minutes for our August 28th, 2025 meeting. Do I have any recommendations for edits or suggestions?
I only made motions to approve the first two.
Oh, did I not change?
Yeah, you gave me credit for three.
Oh.
I think Kevin did one.
Yeah, Kevin did.
Kevin did one of them. Because I remember I pointed and then Kevin.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, it was Kevin. Anything else?
Thank you.
Okay.
So now is it approved?
Okay, so do we have approval of the minutes as amended from our August 28, 2025 meeting? Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to approve the minutes as amended.
All right, we have a motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, they pass. And then we need approval for tonight's agenda for September 11, 2025. I don't think we have any hold or combined or anything. Okay, so we're going to do it as presented. Do I have a motion to accept the agenda for tonight?
Motion to approve the agenda for tonight.
Stephanie, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, that passes. And I don't think we have any information items because we don't have anybody here.
Nope.
Okay, so we're going to go on to our first item, and it is TM25500145, William Lyon Homes, Inc., tentative map, consisting of 20 single-family residential lots with common lots on 14.39 acres in an RS20 residential single-family 20 zone, generally located north of Owens Avenue and west of Los Feliz Street within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Good evening, Mark Mulhall on behalf of the applicant. So this site is approximately 14.3 acres north of Owens Ave and then west of Los Feliz Street. And so really the reason for the application, this site is already approved for 20 lots. So that's come through previously, as some of you may remember. And with that first application, there was a tentative map that was back in 2021. So unfortunately, the tentative map has expired. We can't do an extension of time on the tentative map. So the only option is to come back through with another tentative map application. It's the same tentative map. They're going through the process. They're in the IP sign-off stage. So they got a little bit held up during that process. And with the approval of the tentative map, they expect to get sign-off and then have the final map done within a couple months. So it shouldn't even take up to the 4 years that a tentative map is approved for. And I can show the tentative map just as backup so that you all can see. And the tentative map is compliant with the requirements and with the zoning, and staff is recommending approval. So I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay, this is a public hearing. Would anybody like to do comment on this agenda item? All right, seeing none. Board, did anybody have questions?
I remember very well, the meeting we had before we approved it. One only comment I have, I think it's going to be a good project. We had, there's one mistake on this app, by the way. It says it's 1.38 density, but it should be 0.71 units per acre. Because there's 20 lots on 14 acres, so it's got to be less than acre for each lot. That was just a mistake. It wasn't on the first page.
I know it's 14.7, but isn't there some open space somewhere down there too?
There's not open space, but maybe they just did the calculation with the net rather than the gross acreage.
They probably did a net.
What I think happened, they divided the 20, they divided 14.39 into 20. Is what I think happened.
Oh yeah, it could have been that too. It could have been the inverse.
Yeah, instead of
they
20.
Did. Acres to the dwelling unit.
Yeah, that's
it may have been that.
But okay. One thing I saw when you had a very, very nice presentation last night, some of the homes, and it's $800,000 price limit point, so it's going to be nice homes.
Yes.
But if you look at the drawings of the models, you have three gigantic, I think one's for RV parking, the doors.
Right.
And those are right in front of the house. And it looked like it didn't look aesthetically. I'm just giving you a heads up.
Right.
I mean, I'm a real tired real estate broker. And you might talk to unless that's the final, if it's not, it's the final. But just the looks of it look like a big, massive garage door.
Right. Yeah, and I'll talk to them about the product option. And then that, too, will end up being up to, you know, the prospective purchaser. But yeah, if there's design consideration to make it.
Somehow, or just do something to break up the. All the way across the front, then you have a small part of the house. And there's a gigantic garage.
Right.
And he's trying to sell them. I hope he gets $800,000.
Yeah. Yeah, I know they're excited about the project. But
yeah, me too. I like to see it.
Yeah.
Did you have any questions, Harry?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're going to vote. Let's make sure we vote for you. So do I have a motion to approve per staff recommendation?
Yes, I make a motion. Oh, go ahead. I make a motion to approve per staff recommendation.
Okay, we have a motion to approve per staff recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, it passes.
All right, thank you all.
Okay,
have a good
thank
night.
You.
Thank you.
All right. Popping right along. Number two is WS250561 Realco LL Series 3. Or it's LLC Series 3, waiver of development standards to increase accessory structure, which is storage, height in conjunction with an existing single family residence, and a design review for existing accessory structures, which is storage containers, on a 0.7 acres in an RS3.3 residential single family 3.3 zone within the Airport Enron's AE70 overlay, generally located east of Walnut Road and south of Alto Avenue within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? Okay, come on up.
I'm representing Ian Banning.
Okay.
Okay. And this is my first board meeting.
Nervous. As you can tell, we were just chatting.
I do SOT and PTA type things.
No, we're very laid back.
Never this, so.
We're very laid back.
Those are more stressful than this is.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Okay, good. No, okay, no, good, no, good, no, good. No. So.
You're good. Okay.
I just wanted to
so go ahead and state your name and stuff first.
Yeah, go ahead. My name is Shannon Dahl, D-A-H-L.
Did you get her? Okay.
S-H-A-N-N-O-N.
Okay, and then just walk us through the project.
They wanted us to move the containers to make them regulation and code. Oh,
yeah. Put that one in the center.
Oh.
And then I'll zoom in. Yeah, so we can see.
Okay. And so these are the containers here, and they've all been moved and spaced away from the fence. The fence is 6 foot high around the whole perimeter of the property, and not including the big home, like just the back part. And then there's a garage back there that was built in the 1980s. And they're saying like it's too high, so we were trying to get like a permit or like to, it's a little too high. And then, but it's a solid building. And then all of the containers are sea containers. They're not like on wheels where you can move them. They're, you know, just, they're planted. They've been there for, I think, how long of a 14 years that I've been there. Yeah, so, because I work with Ann. So, they, and none of the neighbors have ever had any problem. We're friends with everyone around us, and they've been there, and we moved them exactly where the city wanted us to. And they're just filled with carpet and, you know, just like home things, or there's like a miter, like saw things, and you know, those type of things. It's just Ann's personal property, really.
Okay, and it looks like you've got a staff recommendation for approval, so we'll just move this forward.
Okay.
Would anyone like to do a public comment on this agenda item? This is a public hearing. This is two. Nope.
Zero questions.
Okay.
Nope, no. Board members, anybody have any comments on this one?
Nope.
No? Okay, so can I have a motion to approve per staff recommendation? Earl, do you want to do that one?
Motion to approve per staff recommendation.
All right, Stephanie's doing that one. Okay. We have a motion to approve per staff recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, you pass.
Yay.
But
okay.
Now,
it
don't
was
forget,
easy.
No, I mean,
now, there's two parts.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So you got to go to another meeting.
You've got to go to another meeting.
Oh, I have to go to another meeting.
You have to go to
16.
You have to go to the planning commission.
Oh, I'm going to that.
That's right.
Oh, I thought I did both here and both there.
No, no,
no. Okay. Okay.
Whatever you did here, there.
Body on this.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I didn't know. Okay.
Just repeat.
Got it. Okay.
All right, then.
Thank you so much.
Sure, no problem.
One more item.
We'll go to item number three. UC250582, Lamb Industrial.
And you don't have to stay if you don't want to.
Yeah. It's okay. She needs to learn.
Okay.
It's a civics
She's
lesson.
Like, can we not do that today?
It's a civics lesson. No. As we were talking before, this is where it all. This is the best type of civics.
Yeah.
UC250582 Lamb Industrial Condos LLC use permit for a hotel. Waivers of development standards for the following: 1, increase building height; 2, eliminate street landscaping. Design review for proposed hotel on a 3.08 acre portion of a 15.55 total acre site in conjunction with an existing shopping center in an IP industrial park zone, in an IL industrial light zone, and a CG commercial general zone, generally located east of Lamb Boulevard and north of Craig Road within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes. Melissa Urie, EURE, 1055 Whitney Ranch Drive, Suite 210, here on behalf of the applicant. Mm-hmm. So just to kind of help orient exactly where we're looking, this is the existing shopping center. So there's a collision center really back here. There's an existing Farmer Boys and Taco Bell with drive-through. Mm-hmm. This here is more of your typical shopping center. There's a Meineke in there as well. As you can see, this right here in yellow is the full site, and the dotted in orange, it's a little hard to see the orange on the overhead, but that's the portion that they're actually taking up of the site. So they are under an agreement to purchase the property. They're only purchasing that portion of the property. The landlord is going to be putting in a map to divide. It's currently a commercial sub, so I'm also going to, you can kind of see on here. So here's this vacant portion that'll be left once the land is divided. You can see right here is the future property line. So we have the hotel here. It's going to be 120 rooms, 4 stories. This is a Choice Hotel. It's a Everhome Suites. It's a mid-range brand for them. It is more of an extended stay, so they do have those kind of typical amenities like kitchenettes, a little laundry inside of it. And they do provide a little amenity space in the back, so it's not a pool or a spa. It's actually a barbecue area with tables. There's a covered area for seating, and then kind of like a little grass lawn area. They do allow pets, so there's like a little pet waste area in there too. And this kind of just helps orient it to how it sits on the site. So the hotel actually kind of goes north-south across the site. We are providing the full amount of landscaping required, and actually we're putting in 48 trees where 40 are required, so we're actually putting about 28% more trees, which anything in this area, considering how much industrial extra trees, isn't hurting anybody for a few more trees up there. So we do have the waivers on this site. So in the IP, we're allowed to go up to 50 feet or 50 feet 7 inches at a max, really just at this portion right here on either side, and that's to help with some of the screening for the mechanical units on there.
Can
because
you
of
into your,
sorry about that.
I apologize.
No, that's okay. Yes, so we have 50 feet 7 inches right just in these areas right here. It's going to help with the mechanical screening, and part of that is because of the roof line articulation. The majority of the roof is somewhere between 46 to 48 feet high, so on average we're really at 48 feet, but we do have that portion here which does exceed the 50 feet. And then just to kind of give you a little bit better rendering, I know we found a rendering online, so this is really what they look like right here, so you can get a better feel for just how much facade articulation. They've got a really nice design, and this is that amenity area. So you can see they have the barbecue islands here, they have a gated area with some grass, sometimes they'll have chairs or tables in there, and then you have this kind of covered seating area and storage right in there for them. So the other waiver that we have asked it for is to waive the landscape, and it's a 6-foot landscape buffer just here along Lamb. And the reason for that is simply the fact, because the lot is going to be divided, is that somebody else is going to come in here, they're going to develop that. So we don't want to develop something that someone may come and tear out, they may redesign. We feel that that's probably maybe a little wasteful. We do have curb, sidewalk, and gutter already here on Lamb, so that part of the street is already in. It's literally just the landscape. So we're not truly waiving the landscape, because we don't want it so that someone in perpetuity does not have to put the landscape in. We're just kind of asking to kick the can down the road so that we are not putting in the landscape, but whoever does come in later, they would still be required to put in that landscape or come again before you and request that waiver. And with that, happy to answer any questions.
Okay. So this is a public hearing. Would anyone like to do public comment on this item?
I'll just do something really quick.
Okay.
Very nice project. Thank you for investing in our community. My name is Al Rojas. I live at 2095 Home Safe Pine Court. I'm active in the community public safety, and I really like this project. And that area is something that we would like to develop, because there's, you know, bring some jobs in, and there's a lot of crime. I know that Kirkpatrick says that, you know, that's a tough area. It's close to the triangle, I think. Anyways, nice project. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? All right, seeing no one, board, would you like to make comments? Okay, so what are we thinking about the, right now staff is not approving the delay of landscaping.
I mean, me personally, I have no problem with that, knowing that they're splitting that and it's gonna be a whole nother development, or they're gonna sell that piece off to whomever, so I don't have a problem. I wish they would have done the split prior to coming. So that I'd have the confidence that that's going to take place. But based on the size of the hotel that's going in, it definitely can't go the other way. So
right.
I don't have a problem.
And if I may, they're in the process right now of getting things together and to submit for the mapping application, but it's not going to happen until end of this month, beginning of October. And so they are preparing the map to go in at the end of either this month, very beginning of October, but because we don't have it, you know, all we can do is say it's going to be a future property line. We don't expect you to know until we actually have the application in.
Okay.
One other question. Do we know when this will be going before? I know I would have to go all the way back. When it goes before?
For 10-7.
October 7th.
October 7th.
PC.
No.
Oh, this one's the one that's changed. It's October.
County Commissioners on October 8th.
This one got changed. It's Board of County Commission October 8th.
And the reason I was asking is that if by October 8th they would have that submitted and down, you know, a little further down than what we are seeing here, if the application is at that time would be done, or
that is the plan. Is to have that application at least submitted prior to Board of County Commission.
Okay, because that would make their decision a lot easier, because they would actually know that you have completed that piece. So at this point, I don't have a problem with it.
Okay. All right, so then what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and then do an approval of the use permit, the waiver of development standards 1, and the design review, and we're going to do approval of waiver of development standards number 2. So it's
approval of everything.
Yeah. Beatrice said last time that there were some things they weren't clear when we had a lot of stuff, so I'm just going to read it out just to be sure it's on the recording. So we're approving everything.
Correct.
So do I have a motion to approve? Okay, that's the motion then. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None? All right. You're good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so We are now to agenda item number 7, general business, and we're going to need to delay general business because Beatrice can't come, and so we will do that next meeting. Agenda item number 8. This is comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board or council's jurisdiction. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record.
Okay. Before I start, did you guys go through item number 1? I got here late. Was anybody
here?
We did.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They were really quick.
We were quick tonight.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Oops.
There's an agenda
right outside that.
Okay. Yeah. My name is Al Rojas. I live at 2095 State Mine Court. I'm active in public safety, and I wanted to let the board know, give you an update on the homeless issues and the new direction that I will be going with my public safety and the community efforts with traffic. Okay. So basically, everything's getting cleaned up. You know, I mean, you drive around, I don't see a lot of homeless encampments now. Kirkpatrick's on top of it, tick signal rooms on top of it. We don't see the major cleanups or cleaning up the yards. We're having some problems still. We need to get the owners involved with somebody, an agent that's local, so they can go and throw out the homeless before code enforcement has to come in. Otherwise, it takes a month and a half. You know, you call code enforcement, it takes a month and a half to get them out. So, but generally speaking, we're doing really well. Some of the cars are being towed now. Some of these vacant cars are being towed. A new law is going to come in October. And the trailers are, you know, we're eventually going to need probably something for like some tickets that I'm going to talk to them. They're going to start having to ticket me because we get a trailer that's mobile, we throw them out, they go over here, and then they throw them, they go over here, blah, blah, blah. Also, we've already closed down about 7 to 8 of these loud, obnoxious parties that go on the weekends. It's important that we close those down because they can turn into shootings, DUIs, reckless driving, and you know, you see what's happened over here on Hollywood Boulevard, you know. So those are all okay. So now the next direction is I went to Nevada Advisory Committee on Traffic and Safety. They did a video. They acknowledged that reducing speed is what we have to do. Most of the deaths are down here in Clark County. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm willing to bet, and I'm an advocate for Sunrise Manor, most of those deaths are in Sunrise Manor. I really do believe that. Because of the fact that the road is 45 miles per hour on Nellis, on Lamb, on Sahara, on Lakeview Boulevard, Bonanza, you know, there's no, you know, we're too congested at this point to do that. So we have to get the message through to the commissioners. However, I did criticize UNLV's study, which did mention that we have to lower speed, but they didn't say that from 45 to 35 in our urban areas. And so now, of course, on the easy on them, it is a Nevada study, so maybe they should have. So I'll give them some slack there, but I did criticize that.
Okay.
But I think that's the direction that we have to go. I think that the homeless problem is going to slowly, it's going to go away. I mean, it's basically, and the trailer problem and all that other stuff. We got the community involved. And the only other thing, I do have a recommendation for Sandra Cargo, for our commissioner. They have a vacancy in the Department of Education. Whoops. Tested. They have a vacancy in the Department of Education at the Nevada Advisory Committee on Traffic and Safety. And I recommend you apply.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we have a bigger voice.
Okay.
And I really do believe that if we get the deaths down here in Clark County, it's going to have a major effect on the numbers in Nevada to get the safety down. So
good.
That's it. Basically,
right.
We're moving forward.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Al. All right, Earl.
Earl Barbeau, 1089 East Ridge Way, Las Vegas, Nevada. And this, you can read this. This is right there. Okay. Got it. This is Sunday, September 7th, just last week's paper. I'm so glad to see this. You don't know, you know, you probably think I was a real estate broker. Before that, I have an MBA, went to UNLV, I was an accountant. Worked for big corporations, American Stock Exchange,
and a billionaire here in Las Vegas. And from the billionaire, I went from accountant, and I ended up vice president. The one who was corporate secretary for many years. It was a big investment company. The Alexander Dawson School was a charitable foundation that was set up. And they had another Alexander School in Colorado, in Lafayette. This is the kind of stuff I've worked on all the time with this guy. I'm going to read just part of this. How did this nation get here? We're broke. We have $37 trillion debt. It's at the point where we can't get enough income to pay the debt. And then on top of that, we're $100 trillion Social Security, unfunded. Everything we pay in taxes gets paid out. When I turned 70, I started collecting Social Security. Probably none of you are doing that yet. But you will, but guess what? By the time you get there, there won't be any money there. It's impossible. How do we get there? This is an outstanding article. The founding fathers were part-time statesmen whose duty was to put together a long-term interest of a fledgling republic ahead of personal interests. A lot of them were farmers, and they couldn't stay because they had to get home to their farm to take in the harvest. So it was a part-time situation. And they tried to set up based on their life at that time, their thinking. Today, the country is governed by career politicians who see public office as a profession. Their careers depend on winning votes, and to win votes, they promise benefits and spending that people like to receive but don't want to pay for. It is an endless cycle. Politicians give the public what they want today. The public rewards them at the ballot box, and the bill is left for tomorrow. Rinse, lather, repeat. Politicians are focused on the next election, not the next generation. The public often does not see the danger because the consequences are hidden in the future. What starts as millions morphs into billions, and billions morph into trillions. Before long, obligations are so large they threaten the financial stability of the entire country. This is exactly where we stand today. This is a doom loop where debt generates high interest, which generates more debt, which generates higher interest, and the vicious cycle continues until a whole house of cards crumbles. Now, and you're a historian, There's not one country or empire in the world whose printed money that is still in existence today. Every currency that has ever been printed by government has disappeared because of stuff like this. It's history, it's a fact, okay? I studied this kind of stuff for this reason. Now, back in 71, I worked for a different corporation before I started this one, as an accountant, and the treasurer of the company picked me out of the accounting pen, and said, I want you to work with me. Our job is to think, their job is to work. I said, good. I'm tired of working. So, I would do whatever he told me. What kind of assignments? Special projects, that was my duty. And one of the things was to help the auditors. In the course of all this, the corporation, it was in Vegas because the fellow who invented the big machine wanted to live on the DI golf course with all the Howard Hughes executives and the mobsters who used to live there. You know, that was the big place. That was the Askea of the day. So that's where he lived, and he moved his accounting office to Vegas. That was his justification. So we get these intelligence reports and where to put your money. And back in 71, I was handed a report, and this guy was going crazy because the national debt was approaching $500 billion. So I went back and I pulled this stuff up, and that's exactly right. I remembered it correctly. And where was that? Second page. Well, whatever. But today, we're at $37 trillion. And it's no end. It's not going to stop. So I'm going to give this to Tick. But everybody's got to start thinking about this, because it's going to happen. It's happening before your very eyes. I can see we're going to have a hyperinflation coming up. Mm-hmm. And I lived through in business in the 1980s when interest rates got to 20% because Volcker came and slammed the brake on inflation. He had to do something. Okay, and this is not just
the national government. The state governments have the same problem. You know, we should not be, there should be zero debt in the state level. We shouldn't spend beyond what we take in, because we can't print money. The federal government prints the money. We're supposed to live by what we make and what we generate. But we're up to our eyebrows in debt, too. The PERS is broke.
Yep.
Okay, and I pulled up a few articles about Washoe County, $27 million budget deficit 2 years ago. Okay, this is the most recent data I can find. They're underwater. We've got debt, all kind of debt. And they pass bond issues. That's debt. It has to be paid back by taxes. And the town isn't as rich as it used to be. Mm-hmm. You know, we got a lot more people, and we're not as affluent as we used to be per capita. Okay, that's just a fact. So somebody, call up your commissioners. You know, tell them we've got to do something. Somebody's got to start thinking. Start using their heads to think. Start looking at these problems. You have to have a long-range view, and you have to look for problems. They're just passing it through the next election. That's all that's going on here. And nobody, you never thought of this stuff. You got to start thinking of this way, because it's here.
All right.
What I'm going to do when it gets so bad, I'm just moving. I'm from Illinois originally. I was a child. Came in the back of the station with five brothers and sisters. We came here, and I had to run the disc, because one of these properties we had tonight was right near my aunt's house, who moved here in 49. And it was desert from Cary and Walnut all the way to Sunrise Mountain. Desert. Nothing. And I got a picture of the kids out in the front yard about them. Nothing out there. Now it's all filled in. Okay? And this town, the bills went up. And our debt keeps going up.
You know, you took your 3 minutes until next January.
We cut him some slack. He hasn't done 3 minutes for a while. He hasn't done 3 minutes for a while. He's going to join my ballot question group. That's what he's going to do. We're going to fix things.
Article, Sunday's paper, September 7th. Look it up.
Yep.
All right. And we're all right. Hold on.
Let's finish the move. Let's get
adjourned.
Wait, are you here for an item?
I'm here to learn, actually. I do live in the neighborhood. I don't want a hotel in my neighborhood. There's been,
Can you come state your name? And then, yeah.
I'll just say your name and address.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is me, and I live
on the
street.
Oh, go ahead and just
mess with you guys. My name is Vanessa Johnson. I live on Studio Street, which would be just right across the way, you know. This gentleman was pointing out about the homeless and stuff, you know, and in our little neighborhood, we have children and small children, and you know what comes with the hotels and stuff, and I'm just here to learn how the procedure works to say, let's not put a hotel in the neighborhood. I know everybody's trying to build whatever it is. I'm trying to build family, you know, and we have enough of our family that needs to do better, and so I don't want the influence. And you guys, thank you for letting me say what I, you know.
Oh, sure, sure.
But I think it would be a very negative influence in our neighborhood. You know, the kids walk to school. I don't let mine in the yard even without me being there. You know, there used to be a time that they could be down the street over the neighbors or da-da-da-da, not even. And you know, we see the people, they pack their junk, their trash, whatever. Thank God whoever lives in our neighborhood, they have a way to make something happen. You know, I don't really know the protocol or the connection to get that all cleaned up, but they were like making a village, you know, and the walks that you would normally take, you don't do that anymore. I'm sure that's in most of the world. But anyway, I'm just here to say, you guys, please, let's don't put a hotel in our neighborhood.
Okay. So you're speaking on agenda item number 3 then, right?
Oh, is that the item?
Yeah, the hotel.
Well, where are you actually? Because I think that's more industrial. I don't think there's no houses around where that hotel is going. That particular one is going on. You're talking about the one that's going on
Craig?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's agenda item number 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so she's speaking in opposition to number 3.
Okay. Exactly.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Do you want to tell them where the next
now, thank you for having us.
Now, there is, this board here is an advisory board to the either the Planning Commission or the County Commissioners. So our commissioners typically will listen to the recording, but the item you're speaking of, it will go directly to the Board of County Commissioners on October 8th, 2025, and they make the actual final decision. We make some recommendations. We will tell the developers or whoever comes before us some of our ideas as community members, and then it goes on to Planning Commission or the Board of County Commissioners who make the final decisions most of the time.
Okay, so is that something that the public attends?
Yes, yes,
yes,
for sure. So all the Board of County Commissioner meetings, you can either find it online. They are typically the first
one,
or second?
Yeah, this one, is, for that item, is going to be on the 8th.
Yeah, it will be on the 8th.
That's the second Wednesday.
Grand Central.
Yeah,
the
I have it. It came on that card.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you go there, you can do public
if you have
comment.
A card, yep. Yes. And then you can provide public comment at that particular point in time as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Definitely
okay.
Recommend you go to that.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Our next meeting is October 16th, 2025, and we're adjourned. Okay.